Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to run through very quickly who all is participating in this conference call. This is Steve Santisiero. I'm joined here in my Newtown office by my Chief of Staff, Rose Winchell, and my Communications Director, Amy Mazgay. We have folks from the Democratic Communications Committee Department in our caucus in Harrisburg. We're also joined by the president of the Bucks County AFL-CIO and also secretary of the Middletown Township Board of Supervisors, Tom Tosti. We have Rick from WBCB and Joe Chevalier from the Courier-Times and Intel. Have I missed anybody?
Corey.
Oh, and Corey Smith, who is my legislative director. Forgive me. Anyone else?
We have it's Andrew Ball from the PLS Reporter in Harrisburg.
Oh, okay, Andrew. Great. Well, welcome. Thank you. So thank you for, on relatively short notice, coming together today for this conference call. I wanted to put this together to announce an important piece of legislation that is the outgrowth of a conversation that I had with Tom Tosti about a week and a half ago. Tom called to alert me to the potential problem with the ever-expanding crisis that we're facing with the spread of COVID-19, that we could have workers in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at risk of losing their jobs if, because of the spread of the virus, they are forced to isolate or be quarantined for an extended period of time. We then set about doing some research on the issue and are now at the point where we are proposing legislation. A memo has gone out today to all the members of the state Senate, and I'm happy to say that already we have a number of senators who have joined on as co-sponsors. It is a bipartisan group, which is also good news. And just in brief, I'd like to describe what the legislation would do, and then, Tom, if I could, ask you to make a few comments as well. As you know, we are facing a pandemic with COVID-19. Last week, the governor declared a state of emergency as a consequence. And there is, unfortunately, a shortcoming in our current law in which because someone is compelled to quarantine or isolate or to care for a family member who is quarantined or isolated, could be at risk of losing his or her job if their employer were not understanding. So we want to remedy that by actually making a very simple addition to the statute. And essentially what it would say is, in the event that a state of emergency were declared by either the governor or the president, and a employee were, as a consequence, complying with an isolation or quarantine order, or taking care of a family member complying with an isolation or quarantine order issued by a public official, the consequence of the health emergency, the employer would not be able to discharge or take any retaliation against that employee. And so that is the that is essentially the substance of what we're trying to do. And we will be proposing the actual legislative language should be offered later this week. And to the extent that there is emergency legislation that the General Assembly is going to consider over the next couple of weeks when we return to Harrisburg, I will be doing my best to get this bill considered as part of that, either as a standalone measure or, if need be, as an amendment to a larger omnibus piece of legislation. So with that, Tom, I'd like to ask you if you could offer some comments about why this is important.
Thanks, Steve. What happened was I was reading an article about states that have a law that if you're quarantined, your job would be protected if you were quarantined. And the more I looked into it, I was concerned with workers around Pennsylvania that if they were to be quarantined, they could lose their job. And if you're quarantined, especially with this virus going through, you cannot even be sick, and you could be quarantined because you were exposed to somebody with the coronavirus, but they quarantine you. You would not even be eligible for FMLA. And that had a concern to me, because you could have a nurse who was exposed to somebody who had that virus, and then he or she would be quarantined, but then they wouldn't, they might not have a job when they return 14 days later. And I reached out to Steve because I had a concern about it all throughout Pennsylvania, with the fact that workers throughout Pennsylvania could lose their job if they were quarantined for circumstances that they could not prevent. Steve was happy to look into it, and thank you, Steve, for doing the legwork and putting this together. But this would be a bill that would protect workers throughout all of Pennsylvania if you were to be quarantined for this virus, that you would not be able to be terminated from your job, and your job would be protected when you went back to work. And that's what I was really looking out for, was the workers in Pennsylvania.
Right. And thank you, Tom. It's a very important issue, and obviously a pretty significant shortcoming in our current law that this current crisis has highlighted. And this is a good opportunity now to correct that. So with that, I'm happy to open it up to any questions that anyone might have.
Tom or Steve, have you heard of anyone so far in Pennsylvania, or even beyond Pennsylvania, losing their job because they were ordered into quarantine?
No, I mean, we're fortunate that so far we have relatively few cases in Pennsylvania. I think just another one in Montgomery County was announced today, so we might be up to, is it 8 or 9 at this point? I'm not sure.
I believe it's 7, but this particular person who, one of the TV stations is reporting, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true yet, but, if he's a doctor, then he could have potentially exposed other people, obviously.
Right.
I haven't heard of anyone losing their job, but one of the things that we're doing with our union, I work for AFSCME, and one of the things that we're doing is we're trying to be proactive with this. And part of being proactive was thinking about this quarantine and protecting workers, not only our members or other building trade members, but workers in general in Pennsylvania. And it's just kind of, I haven't heard anything, but it's just trying to be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, there are other states that actually do have this protection already.
How many states have it?
Well, they're you know, it's different in different states. But for example, New Jersey has a law that would, as Tom mentioned before, would protect workers in the event of isolation or quarantine. New Mexico has a similar law. Minnesota, Maryland, Maine, Kansas, Iowa, and Delaware. And my understanding is California has just proposed a piece of legislation that they will be considering hopefully in the near term as well.
Protect the workers in the event of a quarantine.
Correct.
So on this bill, I mean, this doesn't get to the compensation part, correct? It just requires that, you know, you can't be fired, but it doesn't require your employer to any way.
Right.
There's no medical leave aspect to this.
No, it doesn't change. It doesn't change any other aspect of the law, correct?
Do you have a list of the current sponsors so far?
Hold on just for a moment. I don't have it in front of me. Actually, I do have it in front of me. Forgive me.
Is there any way that you could email that out to us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. We can do that. Yeah, but I'll just go through it, because right now, at least the most recent, unless, Corey, you've got a more updated list, Tim Carney, Katie Muth, Bob Mensch, Maria Collette, and Tina Tartaglione.
Thank you.
And I just want to mention,
good. I don't have any other questions, so.
I just want to mention too, Senator Acosta has a bill, Senate Bill 633, which would provide the governor with the ability to declare public health emergencies, and that bill is likely to move when we get back, and so this will all be part of this similar conversation. And I know the governor is interested in a number of different initiatives for the legislature to consider, in particular in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
When does the assembly return?
Next Monday.
And
those of us who are on the Appropriations Committee just concluded 3 weeks of hearings out in Harrisburg. That ended last week.
And what would this bill that Senator Acosta has proposed, when it says give the power to the governor to declare a health emergency, what would that do?
Well, there are a number of things in the bill, and I'm not prepared to go through.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep, that's cool.
Also, I'll just let you know, on Thursday at 7:15 p.m., I'm going to be conducting a telephone town hall with healthcare providers to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and to answer constituents' questions about, you know, what the status of things are and, you know, what they can do to best to protect themselves and their families.
And that's Thursday.
That's Thursday, correct. All right.
All right.
Any other questions?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for your time. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.